out is that the Rambam, as is so often the case, seems to have evolved in his view of the relationship between Kiddushin and Periyah V'Ribya. So Ephraim, what was the idea? And the Sefer HaMitzvos, the way that it's set up is Periyah V'Ribya is Reshid Beis, and then Reshid Gimel is Mitzvahs Kiddushin. Now you have the whole discussion about Kiddushin Daraisa, Kiddushin Bia, Kiddushin Kesef, Kiddushin Shtar. It sounds like all of them are Daraisa, but the method of derivation might be a little bit different. But by the time you get to the Koseris of Hilchos Ishus, what changed and why is this so significant?
That it's
Mimena, right. So that the mitzvah of Kiddushin really sets up a mitzvah of Periyah V'Ribya. Not only that, but that there's an Isser Be'ila, right, outside of the framework of right, Ksuba and Kiddushin. So the Rambam projects Ksuba as at least part of the Daraisa framework altogether. So what's really interesting about that, you start thinking about what the Rambam really had in mind. So the Rambam, and this is confirmed by the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, talks about Kodem Matan Torah, Nachar Matan Torah. The idea was that this carnal area of life was truly, redeemed and elevated. Really redeemed and elevated and sanctified, right, by Kiddushin. And then Periyah V'Ribya, really has to be through that context. So Periyah V'Ribya, contrary to it being presented before Kiddushin, it really exists. Lefaros ulerabos mimena, that is to say, through an Isha, that has Ksuba and Kiddushin, which, would lead one to the conclusion, and you wouldn't be wrong, right, that the Rambam thinks that Pilagesh is really Aser, which is kind of an amazing thing, right? And all the Rishonim, as I alluded to yesterday, are very perturbed by this. What do you mean? But the Rambam says it quite explicitly in Hilchos Melachim that a Pilagesh might be an option for a Melech, but for nobody else. And there's Amma Ivriya to talk about. But be that as it may, that's the Rambam's, Tamtit Dvarav. The Rosh disagreed. Now, this is one of these Rushes where you got to read it very carefully, because the way the Rush is, very often portrayed is the Rush doesn't describe, any mitzvah value whatsoever to Kiddushin. And, I'll just say the main idea outside, and we'll see that that's not really a fair representation of what he's trying to say. So the Rush does, in the end, think that Periyah V'Ribya is obviously a mitzvah mina Torah, but Kiddushin is not related to that mitzvah. Very often, practically speaking, they're chronologically, synchronized, and say people get married and they have children, but in a fundamental sense, right, because of the opportunity of Pilagesh, Periyah V'Ribya really should be conceived of as independent of Kiddushin. And this is the famous passage in the Rosh, where he talks about that's why the Birkas Ha'erusin, right, is actually not a standard Birkas HaMitzvah. It doesn't say L'Kadesh Es HaIsha, but, he talks about V'Asar Lanu Es HaRusos, Yitur Lanu Es HaNesuos, Lanu, if you put in Lanu, Al Yidei, Chupa V'Kiddushin, Baruch Atah Hashem, V'Kadesh HaMo Yisrael, Al Yidei Chupa V'Kiddushin, and then he goes on to say, and the reason it says Al Yidei Chupa V'Kiddushin is so that nobody should think that somehow, the Matir, has to do with Kiddushin. It doesn't really have to do, with that, but rather Al Yidei Chupa, and Chupa has to go first, because that's really Kalo below Bracha is Asura. It's really the, Birchas Chasanim as opposed to the Birchas Ha'erusin. So again, the Rush, we'll just start out to read it, and then I want to throw in a wrinkle and get you guys thinking that it's not that the Rush completely thought that Kiddushin lacked any mitzvah significance. He did, utterly decouple Kiddushin from Periyah V'Ribya, which is why we're looking at it. And as opposed to the Rambam Lefaros, the Ravos Mimena, the Rush didn't buy into that. Since Yesha Kashrut Tzarech Chavarech Berchas Erisin Kodem Kiddushin Kedamar Kol Abrachos Kulan Mevarchen Over Las Yasan. V'yesha kasvu, for technical reasons, tzarech lasos achar erusin, not to say that it isn't a mitzvah, til mahadra b'ha'isha v'havla bracha l'batala, right, similar to like the idea of not making a bracha on Shena Basuka, for those who think that's a technical issue, because who knows, if you're going to fall asleep, maybe you'll be counting sheep. The ode says, Shebechol mitzvah sufishim askir nasiyas a mitzvah rechon aleim over lasiyasun. Aval kan, even if you believe it's a mitzvah, but you're concerned about the fact that she might say no, oifei, ein mevarchen asher kitchan lekadesh isha, v'kevachin maskir nasiyas a mitzvah, ein tzarech levarech over lasiyasun. So he says there are two views that basically maintain it's a birchas a mitzvah. Those who say you should therefore make it over lasiyasun, which is of course the view of the Rambam. The Rambam also held the person doing the mitzvah should make the bracha. Why would you have somebody else make the bracha? Okay, that's the natural thing to do. That's not our practice. Be that as it may, There's another approach which says it is a Berachas HaMitzvah because Dilma Hadra Isha, it's one of the Berachas HaMitzvahs that goes after, and therefore they changed the language. But the Rush doesn't really believe, you know, any of this, and he says, you know, it's very difficult to understand if that was really true. Why are we talking about Aser Lanu Es Harusos? You don't find this in any Berachas HaMitzvah. So skipping down a line, nearly ki brachas oina bracha l'asiyas HaMitzvah ki peri v'rivya hainu kiyum HaMitzvah, right? That, you know, basically, Kiddushin, if there's any significance to it in this line, right, it's that it's setting up the world of Piriya Virivya. Vim lakach pilakesh v'kiyim Piriya Virivya, ena mechuyav l'kadesh isha. V'chein hazose zekena v'ailen iso akara v'chein sris chama shenasa, where there's no possibility of Piriya Virivya mevarachin birchas chasanim v'ein chiyav v'mitzvah zo she'en bakiyah mitzvahs Piriya Virivya. So again, what the Rush is trying to say is that Kiddushin takes on some halachic significance when it sets up Piriya Virivya, but is it essential for Piriya Virivya? Absolutely not, because of the, you know, pathway of Pilagesh. Okay? However you define Pilagesh, whether Pilagesh is below Ksuba Vikidushin, whether, you know, Pilagesh is it would have to take that view that it's below Ksuba Vikidushin as opposed to with Kiddushin. He is tipping his hand about that. Vavanosi Isha Lashem Piriya Virivya, Kevan Shaefsha Lakai Mitzvah Piriya Virivya below Kiddushin, etc., you wouldn't make a Birchas HaMitzvah. He says, even though, this is the nuanced part, it does have some halachic significance when it's setting up Piriya Virivya. The very fact that it's not essential means that you wouldn't make a Birchas HaMitzvah on it. Hence, the bracha that we have is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas Shevach VeHodah. There's just one line that I wanted you to see, because I think this is not often done justice to when people say, oh, the Rush thinks that Kiddushin isn't a mitzvah entirely. You know, there's some truth in that, but I think it's it can be misleading, because again, when he says when it sets up Piriya Virivya, I think it certainly does have halachic significance. But even when he describes it as a Birchas Shevach VeHodah, not a Birchas HaMitzvah, last 30 seconds, he says the following. Brachas on nitkin ala se shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher kideshanu mitzosav. Very careful with the language here. V'hivdilanu min ha'amim, right, that this is unique to Klal Yisrael. V'tzivanu l'kadesh isha ha'muteres lanu v'lo achas min harayos. So he does think that there's a tzivoy in Kiddushin, but just not a tzivoy sort of as a mitzvah in its own right, but sort of like, you know, not to be morbid about it, but, you know, the makish havayla, you know, the yitziah, just like nobody says there's a mitzvah chiyuvis to divorce your wife, but that if you're going to get divorced, you'd have to do it al yidei shtar gerushin. So there is no affirmative obligation to be mekadesh es ha'isha, but tzivanu lekadesh isha hamuteres lanu below achas min harayos, meaning, Prime, that the Rush is suggesting?
That there is some level of mitzvah to using the Kiddushin pathway.
Exactly, as opposed to trying to marry somebody who's Asura Midin Arayos. Okay, so the Rush does lend it that significance. So the Chi of Bracha is that, you know, we're giving Shevach Vodah to Kiddush Baruch Hu, that we're not Shtufin Barayos, essentially, which is a very important thing, right? And that's why, V'asar Lanu Es Harusos, we talk a lot about Isser in the context, and then V'etar Lanu Es HaNesuos Lanu, that we have to use a particular pathway, and that we don't just, you know, Kitarnagol, V'chulei. So the Rush does think that Kiddushin represents at least a method of a mitzvah, if not an affirmative, you know, obligation. So the two ways in which, you know, I think it is misleading to say the Rush doesn't think that Kiddushin is a mitzvah at all is that he says that when it's setting up Piriya Virivya, okay, you wouldn't make a Birchas HaMitzvah because it's not absolutely essential, but he does seem to lend it some status of at least a Hechsher Mitzvah. And then he does use the term later, Vitzivanu, that there's this particular tzivoy on Kiddushin with respect to an Isha HaMuteres Lanu as opposed to Achas Min HaRayos. So again, there is a tzivoy, the Rush thinks, Midaraisa, related to Kiddushin, but not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Again, as opposed to the Rambam, who thinks that Piriya Virivya essentially has to lie in wait for the mitzvah's kiddushin, which means that the Rambam thinks, just like you have a gzera d'oraisa, and the Rambam thinks that there's a mitzvah saseh min haTorah of kiddushin, which is not a gzera d'oraisa, that would be in the world of lo saseh, that you have to require to do something to set up something else. So that's a very important, you know, model that we have in halacha. That's the Rambam's model of kiddushin and Piriya Virivya. We'll hold it up there. We'll continue with the Rambam tomorrow.